Bez Hashem is both begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shkagos, in the laws of when someone commits a sin by mistake, in the Sefer of Korbanos, in the book of private sacrifices, which in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek, which we're discussing the Korbanos that's called Oyel B'Yorid, that is subjective to a person's financial status. One of the examples was if someone makes a mistake in the laws of Tumas Mikdash or Kedashah, if he becomes Tamei and he goes into the Beis Hamikdash or he partakes of Kachah. And in this Perek, we discuss the parameters of the halacha, as Rambam gives halacha Aleph, that there's a requirement that there has to be a unique halacha, awareness before, then a lapse of awareness, and then the awareness at the end. As Rambam explains, Shinu Yesh, there's a difference. B'shigias Tumas Mikdash or Kedashah, regarding the erroneous halacha of someone who is impure and went into the Beis Hamikdash or partook of Kachim, Masha Enkim B'shar Krisis, which does not apply by all other penalties of when one does deliberately that he gets Karis, because Shukala Krisis regarding all liabilities of Karis, Kivin Sheshagag, once someone makes a mistake. But Noid Lebasev Shachatan, as long as he finds out at the end that he sinned, by mistake he committed a sin. Ava Bishlo Hoysli Yedi B'tchili, even though he didn't know about it at all in the beginning, here's a Chayav Chatas, he's liable for Kama Chatas. But Tumas Mikdash or Kedash, but regarding the violation of being Tame and going to the base of Mikdash or partaking of Kachim, Einim may be carbon oil of a yard, which we said is one of the few, the six that bring this carbon oil of a yard. They don't bring the carbon oil of a yard. A chatiyula yadiyula tuma, until he first knew that it was Tame, the yadiyula kodesh, and he knew either for the case of that when he was eating Kachim, oila Mikdash, or regarding going to the base of Mikdash, but chila, he knew about all these three variables, whichever one is the one that's applicable. And v'idil atuma, v'idil akodesh or lemikdash b'seif. And he also knew about, ultimately, that he was tummy and went to the base of Mikdash or that he partook of kachim at the end. And the hell in time is just that there was a lapse of awareness in between. Kids at house. So let's say nitma, let's say someone became tummy and he did not know that he was tummy. V'nechnas lemikdash and he goes into the base of Mikdash, ayachal kodesh or eats kachim. And only the achkach neglish nitma, and only subsequently did he ever find out that he was tummy in the first place. V'shal yutummy b'shash ayachal eshen nechnas and that he was tummy when he ate the kachim or when he went to the base of Mikdash. And this was kachim that he ate. Oy mikdash hayizesh nechdes lo. This was a base of Mikdash that he went into. Meaning, whichever one is one that he didn't know about. If he didn't know that it was tameh, or he didn't know that it was a base of Mikdash, or he didn't know that this was kachim. Then hareza patim a carbon. Then he's going to be exempt from a carbon. Atshiyedesh nitma b'shakoydesh mikdash until he knows that he was tameh and that this is kachim or and that this was the base of Mikdash. Kodem shikanes or kodem sheichel before he went into the base of Mikdash or before he ate the kachim. Kesed hauso. So, nitma, if someone becomes tummy, v'yadash nitma, and he knows that he's tummy, v'yadash is a mikdash, he knows that this is a basic mikdash, but say kodesh, and this is kachim. V'achkach nelma mimenu hatoma, v'shachach shenitma, and then he has this lapse of awareness that he was tummy, he forgets that he became tummy. V'nechnas l'mikdash ayachal kodesh, now by mistake, because he doesn't even recall that he's tummy, he goes into the basic mikdash, where he eats kachim. Now, v'huyadesh is a mikdash v'zei kodesh, this is one of the cases, and that he knows that it's a base mikdash or that this is kachim. Or a different case. Sheshagag, he makes a mistake, v'shachach sheze mikdash, or sheze b'zei kodesh, he forgets that this is a base mikdash, and that this is the meat of kachim. But v'huyadesh, or tummy, he still remembers that he's tummy. V'nech nasei ochal, and he goes into the base mikdash or eats the kachim. Or another case. Sheshagag or shachach, he forgets, or he makes a mistake, shenitma, A, that he was tummy, and v'shachach sheze b'zei kodesh v'zei mikdash, and he also forgets the other variable, one in the subject and one in the object, forgets that it is kachim or that this is a base of mikdash. V'nechnas ayachal, and he goes into the base of mikdash where he eats the kachim. V'achkach noid loy dvarm shen salman, and then he finds out the things that he had forgotten about, which he had once originally known. He's maybe carbon el b'yard, then he's going to bring carbon el b'yard. B'chol tzad v'tzad, in any one of these cases, m'sheish machlokais elu, from all the six types of cases that we divide into. In other words, there's three cases by someone who eats kachim in a state of tumma, which he knows is kachim, but he forgets that he's tummy. He knows that he's tummy, but he forgets that this is kachim. Or he forgets both, that he was tummy and that this was kachim. And also three cases regarding going into the base of Mikdash in the state of tummy. He knows that it's the base of Mikdash, but he forgets that he's tummy. He knows that he's tummy, he forgets that it's the base of Mikdash. Or he forgets both of those. So there's, in the sum total of these two cases, six types of cases that you could have. All of these are going to qualify for Kabbalah B'yard. Now, Uminayin Shedin Shigas Mikdash Kedash of Kachu. For when we know, which is a unique exception in Halacha, that the mistake regarding being tummy going to the Mikdash and eating kachim requires like this. Of course, Shari B'Shar Shkog is now regarding all other erroneous sins in the Torah. It says, Basoysa achas memitzas Hashem. If someone's going to do one of the commands of Hashem, Ashaloysa asen of Hashem that it should not be done and he's guilty. Or hoidal of chatos ashachat, where he finds out about the sin that he committed. which sounds like even shiyad b'sev, as long as he finds out at the end, af b'shleiyad b'tchilo, even though he didn't know in the beginning, he's mechayev b'chatas. But if a tumas mekdash gedashim nema regarding this halacha of being tamei and going to the beis hamikdash eating kachim, it says in the Torah v'nela mimenu, he has a lapse of it, b'hu yada, and he finds out b'ashim and he's guilty. Now, ma'achas shenema v'nela mimenu, from the fact that it says that it was eluded from him, mechlal shalaisa shemidi b'tchilo. The inference is that, meaning you can't forget something that you didn't know in the first place. Obviously, he had known it at once. Now, Ben-Eminer also says, v'hu yada ba'ashim, and that he knows and that he's guilty. What do you mean he knows? We already know from Ben-Eminer that he knew. Oh, Halamad, this comes to teach you. Yes, there's two knowings he needs. Shutzach yidiyah b'tchil, he has to know in the beginning, and v'yidiyah b'tchil, knowing at the end, and v'helam, in time, and a lapse of awareness in the middle. That's the qualification for this halacha of the carbon of Tumas Mekdash HaKadosh. Halacha Beis qualifies the essence of this awareness. What's considered awareness? So nitma v'yodesh nitma. Let someone come to tummy and he knows that he's tummy. And v'yodesh is a kodesh mikdash. He knows that this is kachim and or he knows that this is the basic mikdash. Avaliyodeh be'ez of nitma. But he doesn't know what source of tumma has contaminated him. It could be many different sources. It would come from a sheretz or from the velum. Now, so but he knows that he was tummy. The shachesh nitma, and then he goes through the process that we said in the previous halach. If he gets that he was tummy, and he goes into the base of Mikdash, or Yachal Kodesh, or eats the Kajim. And then he finds that after he went into the base of Mikdash, or after he ate, he even finds that Be'ezah of Nitma. What was the source of that he became Tamei from? So he's a Chayav carbon. So he's going to be liable for carbon because Ava Bishal Yod Betchila Be'ezah of Nitma, although he didn't know initially what was the source that made him Tamei, but since he knew that he was Tamei, he had an awareness of Tamei in the beginning. And that's sufficient because ultimately he has a yidiyah at the end also. Now, aval imnel mumimenu hilchas tumah. But let's say it alluded to him the whole halacha of tumah. For example, let's say shenitma bekadoshim in asheretz. He became tummy from a lentil size of a dead vermin. Now he knew that asheretz, a dead bug, could be metamehim liyada b'shir, but he didn't know the measurement. B'shachach. So that was in the beginning. He didn't know if he knows he was touch the source of tummy, but doesn't know if he was tummy in the first place. But then v'shachach shenag b'sheretz klal. Then if he gets that he even touched the sheretz at all, v'nechnas v'achal, and then he goes into the base of mikdash where he eats kachim. V'achkach nedlo shenag b'kadosh v'nashes, and then he finds out that wait a second, he had touched that. What he forgot all about that whole story that he had touched a lentil size of the sheretz. So I raise a suffik imchayev a carbon apotis. That's a doubt if he's imchayev a carbon or if he's imipotis because he doesn't even know if really he was even tummy in the first place. He knows he touched the source of tummy, but he doesn't know the halach of the shear. Let's say someone never saw the Beis Hamikdash in his life, but he didn't understand where was the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Im nitma v'yodesh nitma, if he becomes tummy, he knows that he's tummy. V'nichzas l'mikdash, he goes in the Beis Hamikdash, but v'yodesh b'tchilah shezeh mekamei, he never knew in the beginning that this was ever the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Shari leiru u'mo'il, he never saw the temple. He thought, oh, some nice building over here. V'akach zachar tuma, and then he subsequently remembers the tuma. V'yodesh l'mikdash, and he finds out that this was the Beis Hamikdash. He wrote a reza suffik. This is a situation of doubt. Im yediyah. If just knowing that there is a temple somewhere in the world, is that considered yediya, an awareness, and therefore he would be chayiv? Maybe it has to be that he had to know where its place was, and then he had the lapse of either the tum or the mikdash, and then an awareness, but here he never knew in the first place. So Yerali says, Ram, it appears to me, these individuals who would be liable for carbon out of doubt, because it's a situation of a suffix, einam mevim carbon, so they don't bring the carbon, because they might be bringing, and they're not obligated, and it's going to be unconsecrated animals to the courtyard, which is forbidden. Now, if you're going to say, wait a second, but you have the bird chatas, that baal asafik, that's brought in situations of doubt, and it's not eaten, so why don't we bring it here outside asafik? That's different. Maybe Isaac, because in those situations, the one who's bringing it is what's called mechusar kipurim. He's lacking atonement, where we have a zava and yoledes, where it's part of their purification process. And also lecha b'kachim asher b'kaparasi, they're forbidden to ever eat kachim until they bring their atonement. So for that, we allow it to be brought. Of misha in mechusar kipurim, but someone's not lacking atonement, like the tumas mekdash kedashim, that people could partake of kachim. So in mevi karmas afik, so although we're not sure maybe they committed the sin or not, they're not going to bring a carbon out of doubt, because shev al tasa, and we're going to say that you shouldn't bring chulin to the azar. Halacha gimel tells us regarding someone who became tummy in the azar, not tummy going in, but actually in the azar, and delaying the amount of time to be liable. So, Mishnah Nitma Bazar, someone became a tummy in the courtyard itself. Tzorch sheyeda. So how does this qualify with the halachas of yidi betchila, yidi besayif, and helabed time? So tzorch sheyeda tchila shenitma b'shazem mikdash. So because there's a liability for delaying, but this halacha being tummy in the base of mikdash, you have to first know that you're tummy and know that this is a base of mikdash. And then v'imnele mimen achrei kein shenitma. Let's say he got so distracted what was going on, it alluded to him that he was even tummy. But v'arei uzachah shazem mikdash, he remembers that he's in the base of mikdash. Oh, yishenel mimen shazem mikdash. He forgot. He got totally overcome, and he forgets that this is even the Beis HaMikdash, but B'leishachach Shenimer, he doesn't forget that he's tummy. Oishin Samen Min Zevizah, or let's say he forgot, it eluded him both of those variables. K'shivadale, when he ends up finding out, so you have a carbon oil b'yared. So then he has to bring the carbon oil b'yared for having been tummy and delaying in the Beis HaMikdash, which same halacha, being tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, b'hu, but that is Shisha Kashir, that he delays the amount of time, k'mishban, v'hilchas Beis HaMikdash, like we explained the laws of entering into the Beis HaMikdash in Perek Gimel, from Hilchas Beis HaMikdash, halachas Chavav, achav Beis, which is a certain amount of time that one would be delaying, then he'd be liable for having delayed. If he delayed, but again, he knew, he forgot, then he knew, that's when he'll be liable for this halacha of Tumas Mikdash. Halacha Dalad, now Misha Timi Atzmai. If someone made himself tameh when he was in the Azara, then made it deliberately. In other words, he knows it's the Beis HaMikdash, he just doesn't know that one is chayav karis for Tumas Mikdash. Where, so therefore, regarding the laws of carbon, he's considered like a shaykik. And that would be considered someone who's repenting on his own willingness. And you have to say also that even though he doesn't know that there's a chayav of karis, but since he knows that he's tameh and he knows this is the Beis HaMikdash, so that's considered as a yediyah regarding the laws of Tumas Mikdash or Kedashav to be chayav a carbon. So he made himself tamei deliberately. Now, b'loisha kashir, but he didn't delay the amount of time that we said generally is the liability for having delayed to get out because you're tamei, you have to get out. How is a suffix? So this is a situation of doubt, meaning, imshir hishtacha voyom. In other words, this that we say the liability of a carbon is if you delay the amount of time in the courtyard, the amount that after you became tameh, it would take to bow down. Is that measurement l'anus b'vad? Do we give that amount of time as a dispensation to say you're not liable only because it was something beyond his control? He became tameh. So we give him that amount of time to get out and not be liable. But when he made himself tameh deliberately, then maybe even if he didn't delay at all, he's going to be chayav a carbon because he made himself tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, which is forbidden to be done. Oh, you have l'mezit? No, maybe even someone that made himself deliberately tameh, but then he forgot about it, he would not be chayav a carbon until he delayed the amount of time that it takes to prostrate, to bow down. So it's also a situation of doubt. So if it eluded him and he went out and he didn't delay, and he made a carbon, he would not bring a carbon because again, maybe he's not chayav and he would be bringing chulin to the azar. So to implies that let's say he suspends himself in the airspace of the courtyard. In other words, he became tamin dazar. He delayed the amount of time to bow down, but that was in the airspace of the Azar, not on the ground. Adabasafik is also a situation of doubt. Im Ava Azar Kazar, do we say that the airspace of the courtyard is like the courtyard, or any Kazar is not, and hence one would not bring it because of the doubt. Allah continues regarding, let's say someone doesn't even know, he's in doubt if he violated this halacha of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. So mention this topic, look. Someone that's in doubt, Im Nichnas La Mikdash, did he go to the base of Mikdash? Ayachal Kedosh, or did he eat the Kedoshim B'tum Oilav? He doesn't remember, did he do it in the state of Tumah? No. So in Rabbi Ashim Tali, though generally when someone's not sure if he's violated Isser, he brings the suspended Ashim. Here he doesn't, because she'in mevi'in carbon, Aloy Hoy, the one does not bring the carbon for not knowing if he violated or not, which is the Ashim Tali, Elab Karis, only when it's something that you're liable Karis, Shechayavana Shegasi, that you're liable when you do it by mistake, Chatas Kavua, a permanent Chatas. And that's why we had originally excluded in the previous parak regarding Chatas and not Ashim. But also, it has to be Chatas Kavua, permanent Chatas, meaning, and whereas Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, when you do it by mistake, you don't bring a permanent chatzis, you bring what's called carbon oil b'yared, which actually fluctuates, depends on the person's financial ability. That would not require an Asham Tali when you have a suffix if you violated the Isra or not. Halacha Vav. Someone had in front of him two paths. Echatami vechatar. One we know is Tami, one we know that was Tar. He doesn't know. A halach b'rishon v'chazav halach b'sheni. He went in the first path, and then he went in the second path. Now, when he was going in the second path, he forgot that he went in the first path. And it eluded him this whole idea that there's tum over here. And he goes in the base of Mikdash, eats kachim, chayv is going to be liable. Now, why? Because the Ava Bishlo Hesle Bedi Betchil Yedigamur Letumah. What do you mean? Didn't we say yes to know, then forget, then know? Here, he never had a bona fide knowledge of Tumah when he went into the Beis Hamikdash. He never knew at any point that he was Tumah. Ele Mikdash Yedi, only a partial awareness. Shari Yili Lo Yodah Shalach B'Shnei Shevilin, because he didn't know they went into both paths. So that when he goes in both paths, that we know definitely he's going to be Tumah because one of them has the Tumah. But even so, he's going to be Chayiv L'Chatas for Tumas Mikdash. Because a partial awareness is like all of that awareness. And here, since he knew that he went in the first path and he knew he went on the second path, he just didn't remember that he went on both paths, that partial awareness is considered like all awareness. Now, Halach Berishon v'Nichnas LaMikdash Ayachal Kodesh. Let's say he went in the first path and he went straight into the Beis Hamikdash Eikachim. Then Potim Nishu Sveik Tamei. Then he's going to be exempt because again, it's a situation of doubt if he's even Tamei at all. But in the previous case, he went in both, although he didn't know that he went in both. That Mikdash Zeh is going to be like Kol Ha'idiyim. Halach Hazayin. He's a Shlishi U'Shvi V'Taval. Let's say when there's Halach of someone being Tamei, he sprays himself with the Paradimah waters day 3, day 7. He immerses himself. After he had already gone to the Beis Hamikdash, so he purified himself after going to the Beis Hamikdash, and then he goes into the second path after he already been on the first path, like we said in the previous halacha, and then he goes back into the Beis Hamikdash after he forgets that he's tummy. So Chayiv is going to be liable. Why? Because now we know definitively that he had gone into the Beis Hamikdash in the state of Tumah, whether it be the first time, which he did as we said in the previous halacha, or in the second time. Now, although the awareness he had by both of them was only a doubtful awareness, because each time that he went to the Beis Hamikdash, he didn't have definitive awareness that I'm Tumah right now. First time he only went in one road, the second time he only went in the second one. Now, although we know in the sum total, but each time he went in was only a partial awareness, and he'd already purified himself in between. Still, where each of the paths are doubt, and hence you would say maybe that's not considered an awareness. But Khan, but Tumas Mikdash Gadash, was there in the previous halacha, also Sveik Yediyah Kediyah, we made like a doubtful Yediyah, just like I said, Mikdash Yediyah Kediyah, even a partial, a doubtful Yediyah is also considered as a Yediyah, and since ultimately it ends up being, we know definitively, so that Yediyah and Halama and then Yediyah, and we know that he did violate it, that would be considered qualified for the liability of the Karm. Halachas continues regarding what happens if there's testimony regarding this person being Matami the Mikdash Gadash. So how you tell me? Let's say he was impure. Two people tell him, witnesses, Nechnas l'mikdash, you went to Beis HaMikdash. Doimelemi says, Loi nechnasti, I didn't go in. Nemon vein may become, we believe him in the face of two witnesses, which you generally don't, and he doesn't bring a carpet. Why? Shem yirtzayem, because if he was one, he could say, Mezirihisi, I was deliberate. In other words, he's not really denying what they're saying when he said, I didn't go in. His intent was, I didn't go in by mistake, but rather I went in deliberately. Deliberately, you're not chayav a carpet. So he's believed when he says, I didn't go in to not bring a carbon. Now, let's say two people tell him, Tama Yisa, Kishnechnasta Lemikdash. You were Tami when you went to the Beis Hamikdash. Ubefanenu that Mason, you became Tami in front of us. Viyadato Shata Tami, you know that you're Tami. Afa Pisha, Yabain Tama Zushim Eden Ba. And even though regarding the Tama that they're testifying regarding that, that there was between that Tama, Vain Kinesas Lemikdash, and between the time that he went to the Beis Hamikdash, Yomim Rabim, many days, Shevshalay, Shayyama, that it's possible for him to tell them, Kvar Tavalti, yeah, even though I was Tama, that was a few weeks ago and I already immersed myself. But Hoyb Hechesh is Adam Amma, since he denied the witnesses and he said, Loinit Mesma, and that's not what he says, he didn't say I'd tell what he says, I didn't come to Tama at all. So how do Elu Nemonim, so the witnesses are believed, or maybe Karban Alpim, and that's being a Karban because of what they're testifying. In other words, he cannot hear in this case, answer for his words and to say, oh, all I meant was I didn't maintain my tumma, and because I immersed, he can't say that because he initially said I didn't become tummy, and hence he's not believed, and therefore we believe them in the answering of carbon. Now, as the Rambam explains, because if two witnesses can bring a person to the severe penalty of death, for sure they could bring him to the lesser penalty of a carbon, because he's denying them, and we believe two witnesses over an individual, unless if he could answer his words that is not refuting the witnesses. Halacha Tes continues regarding other ways of atonement for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, depending on when it's not the circumstances we described up until now. So let's say Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, let's say someone was Tameh, went to the Beis Mikdash, or partook of Kachim, Shehoyle Yedi B'Tchila, he had an initial awareness, but V'lohizi Lo Yedi B'Seif, he didn't end up finding out about it at the end. Which you said you have to have Yedi B'Tchil, Yedi B'Seif, and Helim Atayim to have this carbon Eilu B'Yerit. So in this case, Sar Shel Yom Kippurim Hanasa Bifnim, the what's known as the Sar LaHashem, the Higot, that its blood is brought inside the Heichel, with the Yom Kippurim, with the essence of the Day of Atonement itself, those two together, Toilin, they suspend this person's divine judgment and punishment. Actually, until he ends up finding out, because he had the idea, he had the Lama, just didn't have the idea then. Until he ends up finding out, and then he'll bring his own carbon albiyat. Now, let's say he didn't have the initial awareness. But he ends up finding out at the end that he was telling me when to Beis HaMikdash. So, here, the higot that's brought out of the Heichel, which is the sar, the higot of the Musafin, that's brought on Yom Kippurim, with Yom Kippurim, together with the essence of the day of Yom Kippurim, those two are machabim, that atones for that computation. Now, regarding if someone was tamei and had the mikdash or kedusha, but he didn't know about it in the beginning, and neither does he know about it at the end, then siri haragalam, then the higots of chatas that they bring every single yamtiv, or siri haragalam, the higots that are brought every single shchidish, they're machabim, they atone for that type of a sin. Now, let's say someone was deliberate in regarding being tamei and going to the Beis HaMikdash or partaking of a kachim. That par kar and gadol shem kippur mechaper, that the bull, which that's the equivalent of like the Sar LaHashem, but that was for Klai Yisrael. And here, the bull of the kar and gadol that he brought Yom Kippurim into the kodesh kachim, that atones. Im hoya mezid menakam, if this one who was deliberate was from the kanim. Im hoya mezid, if he was one of the Yisraelim, dam sar hanase befnim, then the blood of the higot that's brought inside, that of the Sar LaHashem, the Yom Kippurim, together with Yom Kippurim, that's Machaber, that atones for them, because it says regarding the Sar HaNasa Befnim, that is the equivalent of the power of the Kohen Gadol. It says V'chipa LaKodesh, it will atone for the holiness, Mitumis B'nei Yisrael, Mitumis B'nei Yisrael, and it also says over there, U'mipishem L'chol Chataisim, and Pisham Amradim are deliberate sins, and if we see that the Sar LaHashem, Sar HaNasa Befnim, will also atone even for deliberate sins of Tumas Mekdash Kedashav, and hence that will be part of the Sar LaHashem.